Joining me now on Talking Business is Andrew Penfold, the Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation. And Andrew, unfortunately, has a heavy cold, so if he doesn't eat coffee, you'll have to excuse him. Welcome to Talking Business, Andrew.
Thank you, Alan. I hope the cough will be all right.
Now, you started this foundation, how long ago, 7 years?
I started working in this area 7 years ago. We started a program at one school in Sydney for Aboriginal children to get scholarships to go to boarding school. And from that work that we started in 2004, the Australian Indigenous Education Foundation then grew out of that. So I've been in this area for about 7 years. AIF's been operating for about 3 years now.
Now, you have a background as a lawyer and banker with Nomura. What made you do this and what are the skills that you bring to bear that made it work?
A couple of things, Alan. I grew up in a fairly sort of difficult environment with lots of kids running around the streets and running around with housing commission kids and so on. And I kind of got to a real fork in the road where I had the opportunity to go to a fantastic school and get a really great education, and it completely transformed my life from sort of a very disengaged youngster, then going off to a great school and having great teachers and great support. It really put me on a different track entirely.
How did that opportunity arise?
Well, actually, it was an intervention from my grandmother and a conversation with the school I was at, and they rang her and said, my father died when I was very young, when I was 6 years old, and Mum went into restaurants, and she was a university student with no career and no money or anything. And so she was working very long hours, and I tended to kind of look after myself a lot. And I had an intervention where my mother and grandmother had a conversation with the school, and they just said, Andrew really needs a bit of supervision and structure and discipline. And so they pretty much begged St. Joseph's College at Hunters Hill to take me in as a boarding student up there. And so I literally went from the bottom of the class in year 9 to, by the time I got to year 12, I got first place in maths, history and economics, and went off and did a law degree and got honours in law degree, and ended up working for some of the best law firms in the world in Sydney, London and Hong Kong, and then moving into investment banking. So it all kind of came from what I saw as this fork in the road as a youngster, where the intervention of a great education can really make that big difference. And the thing that then led into that was that when I was then living in Hong Kong for 10 years, my whole rugby team was killed in the Bali bombings, and I then set up a foundation in Hong Kong with a couple of other people where we raised some money for their wives and for the orphans in Indonesia and so on. And through that experience, it kind of just showed me how I could use my background in law and business to actually do something else that was more productive to helping other people. And then when I heard about these small programs starting at some of the schools in Sydney, I then got involved and offered to help raise money to make them sustainable and to be able to grow. And that's where it all really started.
So to what extent do you rely on corporate donations and to what extent on discounted scholarships? I mean, do the schools actually discount their scholarships for you?
No, we don't ask the schools to do that. We think that it's really important that all students are there on the same basis, and we don't really want the students that are getting scholarships to be treated any differently within a school environment, so we don't ask the schools for discounts like that. We do rely heavily on corporate support. We have raised in the last couple of years, we signed a contract 2 years ago with the Australian government whereby they're contributing $20 million and we're raising another $20 million. So we're setting up a $40 million fund which will be able to provide scholarships for Aboriginal kids to go to some of the best schools in the country for the next 20 years. So we've really got some long-term sustainability.
So the $40 million will be a corpus?
It's kind of an amortising fund rather than a corpus. We use the principal as well as the income, but we spend it over a 20-year period. It's a little bit like your mortgage in reverse, if you like. It drives down to zero. That's assuming we stop fundraising when we hit $40 million, which of course we won't, but we're operating off a 20-year model so that we're able to provide long-term funding commitments to provide scholarships for these kids for many years to come. And that's important because of the time of education, secondary education, but also we realise that we've got a generational issue that we need to address here. And the problem with all of these or many programs in the education space, in the Indigenous space, is that everyone talks long-term, but no one does it. And so we're really determined to make sure we really have a long-term and sustainable approach to our business, or to our charity. I call it a business, it's a not-for-profit.